All right, so Pork Chop, he is our producer here on the Joe and Alex Show, and he's a man of many things. When he's not doing stuff for the show, you can find him around town in an Uber or a Lyft trying to make that side money. And we're like, you know what, bro? Why don't you quit beating up your car because it's got like 300,000 miles on it? And, you know, why don't you get a job that'll pay you more money and do something you've already done in the past, and that's work in a restaurant? And we can't say where because he's afraid we'll get him fired. But Pork Chop is going to be working at a fancy restaurant.
Fancy.
And, very fancy. We smell all of our food before we serve it to you. And Pork Chop has to memorize stuff like food, salad, steaks, all that good stuff, potatoes. And one thing he's been talking about a lot lately is his wine. Now, I think it's time that we kind of help you out and give you a little wine quiz here on the Joe and Alex Show and see how well you know your wine.
I'm kind of nervous.
In what way?
I've had so much information in training this last week that I don't know. It's just been so much, and I'm doing my best to retain all of it, but trying to learn a lot about wine is hard, especially if I don't know that much about it to begin with.
Aren't you supposed to be some kind of salami?
Sommelier.
Oh.
No, that's really hard. There's like different levels. Even being a level one somm is hard, but I should have some knowledge.
Number one, level one salami.
All right, Liv the Web Girl with the questions this morning for producer Pork Chop.
Yes.
Let's do the wine quiz.
All right, give me 1 second. I have to pull it up. I closed out of it. I thought we weren't doing it. Okay, I'll ask first question. Is Chardonnay a white or a red wine?
I'm so glad the first question's easy. That's a white wine.
Okay. Wow.
Wow, this guy, he's
so far,
on fire.
1 point for salami.
Is Pinot Noir white or red?
It's a dark purple.
Ooh, dark
purple.
Okay,
so white or red?
Red.
Okay.
Can I have some of your purple wine?
What wine pairs well with salmon?
I would say a white wine. Pastas.
No,
and
we're not. I'm not red or white. I'm saying like what kind of wine.
Oh, let me think. Hold on. Salmon's got a very fishy taste, so you don't want something strong. You want something.
Salmon has a fishy taste.
He's very good.
Whoa.
He's very good with the fish.
You want something, I think maybe lighter and buttery, so maybe like a Pinot Grigio.
That is actually
there you go.
Wow, 3 for 3 on the impossible wine quiz.
White wine for fish.
What makes champagne a true champagne?
It comes from Champagne, Italy.
That's correct.
I think
it's Champagne, France, though.
I thought it was Champagne, Illinois.
Let me get it right.
I think it's Champagne, France.
Champagne.
Okay. Champagne for the salami.
Dude, he's so good for this job because he is so extra.
He's going to be the number one what, Liv?
The sommelier.
No, the number one salami, guys.
Salami,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Where's the beef?
Okay, what wine pairs well with steak?
It depends what steak. The obvious answer here is a red wine for sure, because we have like over 300.
I know, I'm not asking red or white.
I know, but I said it depends what kind of steak.
Okay, give me one wine that pairs good with.
Let's say filet mignon, wine?
That's very tender and very juicy, so you could have a strong wine with it, like a Cabernet.
There we go.
Okay, Cabernet Sauvignon was the answer. Name a traditionally sweet white wine.
Like the varietal? Like the grape?
Not. Just name a freaking white. I mean, why is he making this so much harder than it is?
Yeah.
Can you see like customers like, I don't know, damn it, I just want a wine.
I can answer it.
You might want to know the vineyard. I don't know.
No, nobody gives a crap
nobody
about that.
Nobody asks.
Oh, that is not true. They give a crap about the vineyard.
No,
they do.
Wait, no one here in this room cares about the vineyard. We know you do at work, which we can't even talk about where you work at.
You said give me an easy answer.
I can't believe Outback Steakhouse is this picky.
Yeah, right.
I cannot believe that the Outback Steakhouse with their blooming onion.
You are contradicting yourself right
now. Wait, I have one because
the answer is Moscato.
That works.
Riesling.
But Riesling works as
well.
All right, answer this last one. What is a rosé? What makes a rosé a rosé?
Oh, no. I don't. Rosé. Oh, who's that artist that sings about it all the time? Drake?
What are you talking about?
He's like, you know what goes really well with this meal and music is some Drake. It really accompanies your ear holes since you're filling up your food holes.
You're getting an F in the best salami.
Hey, where's the beef?
I don't know the answer to that.
Well, do you want to know the answer?
Yes. Yeah.
It's because they use just a little bit of the skin of the grape to add the color to the... I'm not done, pork chop.
I know.
To add the color to the wine, but not enough to make it a red wine.
Yes, I know what that is, and there's a term for that. It's, I forget what the term is.
The skin of the grape? What the hell? What are you guys saying?
That's so true. That's what
Alex
makes like a blush.
Has pork chop.
Maritosh! Maritosh!
Macintosh!
Macintosh? I thought it was an apple.
Salami. Is he now the grand salami?
Hey,
pork chop! Grand salami!
The proper question, Liv, would have been, what is a maritosh?
Well, I'm not freaking asking
a maritosh
that, so
is between a man and a woman.
Yes!